That was a great ending.
I used to be good at it. I'm not anymore. Also, you only gave me 4 seconds or that's five.
True. That's true.
You know, Nordic Track sent me a bill today. Or no, they didn't send me a bill. Nordic Track charged me $250 today.
Wow. What did they charge you that for?
And I probably wouldn't have noticed. Mark was, so I told Mark this and he said, I'm surprised you even noticed. Because I don't look at my, I just pay my credit card statement. I don't balance things or look at, like, I just pay. Someone could make a copy of my credit card and use it to pay for their hotel bill. And I probably wouldn't even know.
Yeah.
I would just assume that I had spent the money because I, you know, I do that. But apparently I bought my elliptical using Google Pay. And so when they charged me this $250, they did it on Google Pay. And Google Pay notified me on my phone, hey, you got a charge for $250. So I'm not sure because I found an invoice. And it says it was for delivery of my elliptical, but I could have sworn that I paid that when I paid for my elliptical.
Yeah.
So I'm probably going to have to call them.
Oh, dear God. You have to call Google or you're going to have to call...
No, Nordic Track.
Nordic Track. Yeah, I hate to tell you this, Adam. You're going to be talking to the customer retention.
The customer retention? I'm just going to say,
It is filled with people that can get free Whataburgers. Like they're very persuasive people that can, that's who staffs those things. Cause they get paid on whether they can keep you paying for that. Was it a warranty?
I don't know. It said it was a delivery fee.
Oh, a delivery fee.
Yeah.
How long ago was it delivered?
It's funny though, in December.
Why the hell does it take so long?
And it's funny because it $250, they didn't even put it together. They did bring it in.
I mean, it's very heavy.
Well, it is heavy. That's true.
I mean, they're not assemblers, whatever, mechanical.
I had to put it together and it's...
Yeah, well, they're not going to do that. RT Cruiser, let me back up here a little bit. RT Cruiser was answering your question about overseas calling America. It says, depends on the phone plan. Most in Australia have OS calls. I think he meant US. US calls included in the most popular countries. And then, I just lost. What happened? And then I asked if most people just...
Not US calls, overseas calls.
Oh, overseas calls. I feel like most people would just switch over to using Facebook Messenger or WhatsApp or FaceTime or something like that. It's like, then it doesn't cost anything, right? You're just using the internet. And then RT Cruiser says he uses our SpeakPipe method of sending us voicemails because he gets an error calling the phone number. Adam, he's getting an error calling our phone number.
I was muted. And I was pouring a drink, so I couldn't get to the mute button. Okay. Well, I mean, talk to Google. I don't provide the phone number. I don't know, but it's a Google voice number. So
no, what I need you, when you're in Europe, I need you to call it and see if you get an error.
Okay. Lamont says we should go to Switzerland while we're in Venice. Or Milan.
Yeah. So, yeah, he said it was beautiful. I listened to your show.
Yeah. So maybe we will.
I have some business. We need to do some business real quick.
What?
Archer Radio is having his 1400th episode. I figured we should leave a message.
It always sucks when we do that. You're like, hey, this is Daniel. I'm like, this is Adam.
No, I'm not even going to say that. We're just going to record this right now. We're not calling or anything. We're just going to record it right now. I'll just start. I'm not going to say that. You get the bit, right? It's his 1400th episode.
I get that we're leaving him a voicemail or making a recording for his 1400th. Yes. I got that. Yes.
Hey, Archer, just wanted to, not call, but to record a message for you to wish you a happy 1400th episode. Adam, do you wish a happy 14th Is that what you, a successful?
I mean, I guess. Why are we calling his show? He doesn't even listen to our show.
Well, so, he doesn't because it's not compatible with his Apple Watch.
Oh, we're incompatible with an Apple Watch. Yeah, I think you just say happy 1400th. But I always wonder what numbers actually warrant anniversaries? Mm-hmm. What numbers of episodes? Is it every 100? Is it every 1,000? Is it every, you know, because if it's every 1,000, he should wait until 2,000, really.
Yeah, but I mean, he's not Big Fatty. He doesn't do a show every day.
I mean, he may not make it that far, though, so we should probably. Yeah. By the way, happy 1400th episode. We hope you make it a few more.
Are you implying that he's old and he won't make it another 600 episodes?
Well, I mean, he already had like a heart attack or something, didn't he?
He did. Yeah. Also, he did not like Tick, Tick, Boom, which is so stupid. Tick, Tick, Boom was amazing. How did you not like Tick? Oh, it's just,
you know, people should be calling every episode.
They should.
And oh, thank goodness you made it to another episode.
It's always good to check on the
happy
elderly.
1401st.
All right. Happy 1400, Archer.
We love you.
Oh, wait, we should end it. We should end it, but I'll point. Just do the bye thing. You ready?
Bye.
That's how he ends his Archer Radio.
Oh.
You don't even listen. You don't even go here. All right, I'm done with our business that we need to
do. I don't know her.
I don't know her. Yeah, so what did you think of our new game?
Yeah, it's good. I mean, are you thinking that's an every episode thing? Or
Yeah. I spent a lot of time.
Okay.
Spent a lot of time researching that to find people that you
that I don't know. I don't think it's very hard to find people I don't know.
Oh, I mean, but, you know, people that had birthdays recently. Just people that had birthdays, which was within the last month.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that. But they're all dead, so they were death days.
Adam, it's random. So maybe I'm trying to get you.
You're lulling me in. You're
that's right.
Me
I'm lulling you into it. Yeah, and you're gonna say, I know they're all dead.
They're dead.
And,
yeah.
Yeah. I'll just do that for a couple of weeks, and then suddenly, boom, they're all alive.
Well,
so
keep me, on my toes. Keep me surprised. Right. Never know. At least there's only two options, either alive or dead. So, 50-50 chance.
Living or deceased. I was going to go camping this weekend, but both campgrounds near me were completely booked up. It's like, I have to, the one that I like going to, Camp Mars, is a pain to get a reservation at because you have to call them. Like, they don't have any kind of an automated system. So you have to call them. And the guy, there's a couple that owns and runs the campground. And he just, it always seems like he's just fighting with the computer to get to the place to at, and it takes forever for him to, what's your name? Okay. And what about your rig and blah, blah, blah. And he types all that in and yeah, we've got a spot here or whatever. And then I always feel bad because it takes like 5 minutes and then I want to check another date. Like I want to check another weekend, but I feel like I've already taken up like 5 minutes of his time. And it seems like it wasn't a fun 5 minutes of his
time. Well, that's his job, right?
I know, but still.
He does it all day. It's not like if you weren't taking another 5 minutes, someone else would be calling and taking another 5 minutes. So it probably, it probably doesn't matter.
But Sawmill, which is only an hour north of me here, they're online. So I can check online to see if something's available. But it fills up fast. Like I think Sawmill's completely booked all the way through the end of May.
Every time you say sawmill, I think of sawmill gravy.
But it's okay, Adam. I'm going to go to Sawmill tomorrow anyway.
Oh, what for?
Because I haven't been to Sawmill in a long time. So I'm going there tomorrow on a day pass. So I'm not staying there. I'm just going there for a day.
How far away is it?
About an hour north.
Are you taking the rig? Or
no.
Are you just okay?
No. I'm staying in a hotel near there. So I'm just going up, staying in a hotel.
So what will you do in a day? Like, what will be your itinerary for a day trip to the sawmill?
Let's not pretend like I'm actually going to be there during the day. So it's just called a day pass. But the check-in time for the hotel is like at 3. So I'm not even going to leave here until about 2. And then I'll go up, check into the hotel, get some food situated there. Because basically then I'm just going to go to sawmill in the evening.
So you have to wait till it's dark.
I don't have to wait till it's dark, but I'm going to go later. Yeah. When it's socially acceptable to drink.
It's kind of like a zoo, you know, the animals don't come out during the daytime.
Oh, they do.
So you really want to.
No, there's tons of stuff in the daytime. That's fine. I was going there to basically treat it like a bar. I was going to drink,
yeah,
hang out, chat with the bartender, and listen to some music, watch some really bad drag shows, sit by the campfire, and maybe go out to the trails. I don't know. Might. Haven't decided.
Okay. What does Zach do while you're at the...
So Zach's going to Epcot tomorrow. So Zach's going to, he wants to
That's
go back to
That's a completely the, different set of itineraries for the two of you.
Yeah. But he wanted to go back to the Festival of the Arts, and I've been there twice. I've been to the Festival of the Arts twice. There's nothing more there I want to see. So, he's going to Epcot tomorrow, and I'm going to Soma.
Wow. Well, have fun. Mark, I've been really stressed at work this week, and Mark was so sweet. He said, Boyfie, what would make you relax? Like, what would you like to do that would be relaxing and like really, you know, fun? He said, we should do something this weekend to make you feel better. Cause I know you've been really stressed at work. Anyway, I thought
Did you suggest going to that camp near you?
No, I don't know. I can't think of anything. Like I don't. There's nothing.
I really want to know, do you have any interest in going to a campground ever?
Well, I would.
There's one near you that I want to know about. It's like, I would like to know if it's nice or not, because I might, you know, plan a summer trip where we go all the way up towards your area, because his dad's just a little bit north of there.
I mean, here's so the thing, Daniel.
Yes.
It's
called Magnetic Valley Retreat.
The thing is, most of the activities at gay campgrounds, and I know you're going to disagree with me here.
I probably won't.
But most of the activities involve being naked, seeing people naked, doing things with people naked, you know, getting frisky. Especially, I would imagine, at this one in Eureka Springs, because I can't imagine they have a lot of activities or anything like that.
Babbling brooks give way to waterfalls that lead you down biking and hiking trails. Minutes from downtown, you'll find that all roads lead back home. We've made it our mission to cultivate and restore the human spirit in a safe place where people feel they can be their most authentic self. Magnetic Valley Resort. When you are here, you're home. Wait, isn't that copyrighted?
I don't know. Mark and I don't participate in those types of things jointly or separately. And I wouldn't go alone because I'm not going to participate in stuff like that separately. And I don't want to be tempted to do that because, I have had a period of my life where, you know, that would have been a very tempting proposition for me. So it's unlikely that we or I are going to go and test that out for you. But Eureka Springs is very pretty. Eureka Springs, just in general, the town is very pretty. So I would imagine it's nice.
Okay.
So there you go.
I'm looking at their, doesn't say any RV spots. Oh, there it is.
But one day when, you know, Mark and I get tired of each other, maybe we'll go to those types of things all the time.
You know, I mean,
not to say that you're tired of each other. That was
I wasn't even going there. I was going to go back. I was going to circle back
okay.
to the statement that you made that like most of the things that go on at the campground have to do with being frisky, seeing people naked, blah, blah, blah. And no, actually most things at gay campgrounds just aren't that. It's just they're campfires and drinking and just gay bar type things. There's music playing. There's, you know, out by the pool, there's 80s and 70s and 80s and 90s music playing, and there's food and people are drinking and swimming and having, it's like, it's just, it's like the stuff that I'm talking, you know, that you focus in on, the things that the trails or whatever, those are way in the back of the campground that you have to go like to, like you have to go there's not things happening anywhere around any public area anywhere. It's just gay men, you know, being so at a club, basically.
Now, I've never been to a gay campground, so I could be wrong, but you're saying at the pool,
yes,
no hanky panky goes on.
No, in ever. Fact, no, because these places are regulated. They're regulated businesses. No, there's no, it's like, it's in the rules of the campground. There is no, you know, fooling around in public places.
Perfect. Are you sure? Because there was a, now I know this is a different state and a different city and all that, but in Vegas, there was a resort. A gay resort,
yes,
that had hotel rooms and had a pool and had all of this stuff.
Yes.
And people were sucking and all kinds of stuff in the pool.
All right. Well, that's,
you know,
that's Vegas.
So no, I
that,
mean,
stuff
just,
that stuff does not happen at these campgrounds. That, I mean, Auntie Scott asked, are people naked in the pool? There are some people naked in the pool. If it's a clothing optional campground, yes, people swim naked. But honestly, after you see like 10 dicks in a row, it's like they all look the same. It's like they're not hard or anything. They're just people getting in the pool and swimming. It's like it's the least sexual thing that you. You know what I'm saying?
We went to
a bunch of men being naked at the pool. I mean, these are not like.
I just want to say, Daniel,
what,
that I'm not judging. And I have been in a relationship before where we played with other people, and I'm perfectly fine with that. So I have no problem with that.
Who said you did?
I'm currently in a relationship where we don't do that. And
all I was correcting you on the notion that that's mainly what happens at these places. Right. That's not mainly what happens. Mainly, it's like any other campground in the USA. You meet people, you chat, you eat, you drink, and it's.
There are two reasons for me personally.
Yes. Yes.
One is Mark would not feel comfortable in those situations.
Okay.
And for me, it would be like taking an alcoholic to a keg party. Like it would be hard for me to keep myself from partaking. And I understand it's not going on, but if I'm, you know, 300 feet from a trail that has stuff going on, I'm probably going to find it. You know what I'm saying?
Oh yeah.
So I just kind of steer clear. We went to a nude beach, right? And I was thinking, oh, you know, that's cool. We like to see naked people. Like, that's not a big deal. And I don't mind people having sex. It's great. I love sex. Love sex. But I'm just going to pee in the woods, you know? And then people are coming after me, you know, wanting to like suck things and get sucked and stuff like that. And I was like, oh, Mark's right over there. I'm like, I'm not going to do this. And so I had to like run away. I mean, this was years ago, but
run away.
So we just don't, you know, we don't partake, but it's fine for you.
I wasn't asking that you did or saying that you did. I would like for you to go to a gay campground one day for no other reason than just so that you could be disabused of the myth of what you think they are.
Oh, I totally believe you that there are people there and there are sections where they're not doing things.
I went, our first camping trip when Zach and I first got together, our first camping trip was to Hank's Hideaway in South Carolina, where Larry Vader has his RV, well, had his RV parked. And we hung out with Larry Vader for the weekend. It's like there was no anything going on there. That was, I mean, there was a building and a place for those things, but none of us did any of that stuff.
No.
So I swam in the pool. We ate together. We sat by the campfire. We had fun. And we were wearing swimming suits. Not everyone has. You don't have to be naked at a naked campground.
I understand. RT Cruiser says it's like taking a teetotaler to a keg party, unless you were saying Mark is a nympho. No, I'm saying for me to go, it's like taking an alcoholic to a keg party. Yeah. For Mark to go, it's like taking a teetotaler to a keg. So it's the opposite. Like I am the alcoholic in this situation.
Anyway.
And not saying that in this case, alcoholism is a bad thing in this scenario. I'm just saying for me at this point in my life.
It's probably best because if Mittens were to go to it, he wouldn't want to go to it again because he doesn't go to the same place.
That's true. Yeah.
Save it. It's like, I feel like you're both just would be so much better off if you just made a list of all the countries in the world and just went ahead and checked them all off. Like you guys are so busy or so committed to like getting them all checked off that you're, you know, passing over things that you might enjoy, like repeating things.
Well, that's not true.
By the way, do you watch The Amazing Race? You
watch The Amazing Race? Yeah, we watch The Amazing Race.
Greece, I don't ever want to go to Greece. Greece looked so god awful. It was just like, what everything in Greece looks horrible and run down and like the pit stop was in front of a concrete wall that had graffiti on it. It was
okay. First of all, a lot of those countries, it's about the scenery and not about, you know, how nice the buildings are and stuff like that.
And I quote from Phil Koenig, who said, they're going to be at this pit stop here at this pier that overlooks Mount Olympus. There was no mountain in the background in any shot. It's just like, when I think Mount Olympus, I think, oh, it's huge fucking.
Oh, they didn't tell you. They didn't say Mount Olympus is just a trailer park. it's the Mount Olympus trailer park. Everyone thinks it's an actual mountain, but it never was. It was. So yeah,
you can charge more if you call it an RV park.
Oh, okay. RV park then.
Trailer park implies.
So I do not have a thing against going to the same place twice. In fact, I'm going on this cruise and I know you're stuck on Mark, but that's his thing. He doesn't want to pay. And in fact, we've been to New York 3 times.
Yeah, so, but I don't think the paying is his thing because there's a very minimal price difference on a cruise. Where a single person and dual, because everything is billed at dual occupancy, right?
So for him, it's vacation time because he's going to the Philippines this year, and he doesn't get unlimited vacation, so he has to save that up.
By the way, who won the Big Fatty number one fan contest?
I don't know. I haven't listened in a while, and I'll just admit it right now. I'm still subscribed, but I haven't listened in a while, so. So I do not know. I know that Kathy Bacon didn't win because she posted on Twitter.
Ooh, it was Phaedra.
Rigged or something like that. Yeah. Whatever she says when she doesn't win.
It's Faye Driver.
The Faye Driver. There you go.
The Faye Driver.
So yeah.
I think it's F-E-Y.
It is. F-E-Y. It's F-E-Y.
Not to correct you, but I'm going to correct you. Neil fell extremely ill on a flight to the United States. He was from One Direction. He was the cute one from One Direction.
Isn't it Niall?
I don't know how to say his name. It's spelled weird.
And it's like Hermione. He fell ill? I didn't know. Is he okay? Did he die?
No, he's not dead.
Well, then I'm sure he'll make it.
He falls extremely ill on a flight to the United States.
I think it's Niall Horan.
He's Horan.
Niall Horan.
Betcha he's Horan. Something like that. Why is Disneyland trending?
So what do you think about all of these states removing their mask requirements?
I don't know what you... What do you mean?
What's your opinion? Do you think we should be lifting mask requirements? Do you think that is something that states should be doing?
I feel like at this point in time, I read today that 73% of Americans are vaccinated. So, and the original numbers that we were trying to get to was somewhere around there, like 75% we were trying to get to. So we're within 2 percentage points of that goal. I mean, I don't know. At what point, at this point in time, masks are really just to protect people who are not vaccinated. So at what point in time do you draw a line of saying, look, you guys could get vaccinated for free. This is not, you know, it's not some experimental thing. Billions of people have received this vaccine and nobody has grown a new head or anything. So the whole concept of like it's dangerous is kind of right out the window there. It's like, at what point do we say, look, enough already, enough. It's like we're just doing this to protect you. We're just doing this to protect the unvaccinated. So just fine. If you want to die, then die. I don't care. Just go ahead. Die.
And no, I agree with you. We weren't
doing that earlier because we didn't want to overrun the health system. But at this point in time, it's like there's only 25% of them. Just let them.
I am no doctor, nor am I a scientist. But I will say that, and this is probably bullshit what I'm just saying right now. So please, nobody quote this. This is what's in my head.
Wait, let me record it.
We record the whole thing. So I feel like it's getting to the point where it's kind of like going to be similar to the flu, because thousands of people die of the flu every year.
Yes, they do.
So it's not going to go away.
No, it will become
endemic. And thousands of people will still die.
Yes.
But it's going to get closer to like a flu or something like that. And right. I'm vaccinated. Let me ask you, and when they give me the next booster option, I'll go get it.
Let me ask you this, Adam.
Yeah.
Are you against them removing the mask restrictions?
No, I'm not against it.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think it's a big deal. I don't think people should be fighting about it either way. I mean, if they want to keep it, fine.
Look, at no point in time did we ever, was it ever suggested or did we ever sign up for the concept of we're going to be wearing masks now for the rest of time? There was always going to be an end date. There was going to be a, as Fauci put it, a tapering off. Like as the infections recede, we'll loosen the restrictions. And if we have flare ups, then we'll bring them back. And that's been that since day one. So I feel at this point in time with the Omicron numbers dropping and the new case numbers dropping, then yeah, it warrants it to, okay, let's ease up on this particular thing.
RT Cruiser asked a question. Speaking of trips, when is the next get together? So Daniel and I have not talked about it, but I would say,
let's talk about it.
I do not have I'm going to Europe. And Alaska.
Oh, so you're going to have it's going to be a European meetup.
Yeah. So there's going to be a Pride 48 meetup in.
Hey, everyone. We're announcing this right now. It's Pride 48 Europe.
Where are we going? Venice.
In Venice and Barcelona.
But there's not going to be a U.S. Pride 48, unless Daniel had other plans. If Daniel is doing something, he's having a get together.
Okay. I feel like at this point, you know, we got to a point earlier this year. Remember back at Christmas time when everybody was getting together because all the numbers had dropped and everyone was, and then Omicron like showed up, and then we all, you know, we went back to everyone getting sick. I feel like it's still volatile enough that something could happen between now and I would be much happier with us letting some things get back to normal and then going to this. Plus, we're also asking for discounts on hotel rooms and stuff like that. And, you know, I don't know if you've noticed, but there's a pent up demand for a lot of those things. It's very difficult to get a hotel room in some places right now.
If you're going to fly to Spain, RT Cruiser, you should plan it around the time Mark and I are going to be in Europe. We could meet up and play Pokemon. Anyway, yeah, it's not happening this year. But we are having the live thing, which Daniel and I have to plan dates for.
When are you going to be in Europe?
July 1st through the 15th.
Oh, yeah, let's do that.
While I'm in Europe?
Yeah, let's do it that way. You can broadcast live from Europe.
Yeah. You can do it during that. Didn't we do like the end of July last year? What did we do last year?
I don't remember.
What were the dates? We've got to decide that soon so we can start making announcements. Yeah,
I would say, so typically Pride is, in the big cities at least, is the last weekend in June. So this year that would be the 25th, 26th.
Yeah, but 24th. We decided last year we didn't.
Right. We didn't want to do that because we didn't want to.
Because it was always a problem because we were like, oh, I'm going to be at the Pride Parade. I can't.
Right. New York, Chicago, any of the big places, LA, whatever, are going to have their Pride things on Pride weekend. So we could either go when you get back from Europe or we could go earlier in June. But I would say let's go. When do you get back? July what?
I'm back the 15th.
So that basically, you know, the next available weekend would be the 22nd through the 24th.
Yeah, only we normally have like technical sessions and all that. And so I can't do those from Europe unless you're going to do all that kind of stuff.
John Ong will handle some of it and we'll have other volunteers handle other of it. How many technical sessions did you have to do last year? I feel like most people that do
A couple. It wasn't.
I can handle a couple.
It wasn't a lot.
I mean, most people already know what they're doing.
We also, we also could do it.
We could do it earlier in June.
The 29th through the 31st.
What's special about that?
Nothing. What's special about the 22nd? Nothing.
Just trying to. That's fine with me. July 29th through the 31st is just as good as the 22nd through the 24th, or just as good as June 17th through the 19th.
See, I feel like June is not enough time between now and then. Also, right, you and I are going to be on a cruise 29th. The last part 29th, of May.
July 29th through the 31st.
What do you guys think about July 29th? Through the 31st. Everyone in the chat room, when we just decide it right now.
When is Auntie Scott's cruise?
Isn't his cruise in like 3 weeks or something? I don't know how they got on a cruise so fast after that, because I feel like their new cruise is earlier than the old one was. Yeah. Wasn't the other one in May or something? Yeah. So, man, they're like, screw this. We're going now. What? Is it the same? Is it the same daily? Okay, let's just say the chat room is okay with it. Oh, that's right. I need to make sure I don't have a haircut. Let me look at mine.
That could bring down all of Pride 48.
Oh, no, it's fine. I have a haircut. No, I'm good. Actually. Ooh, I have a haircut during my Europe trip.
Yeah, well, that's bad.
Shit.
You gonna fly back just for a haircut?
No, I'll have to change that. Ugh. Stupid hair, or lack thereof.
Okay. 29th through 31st.
So what's the, 29th through 31st. Seems like we're all good. So then.
Go ahead. Do your thing.
Do what thing?
I don't know. Don't you have people that make graphics for it and people that tweet it out and people that.
Don't I have people? Laughing Buddha.
Yes.
Does the social medias. So we'll just have to decide.
Wait. I thought Veritable Virgo did them.
I mean, yeah, you're right. Veritable Virgo does it. Sometimes I get those two confused.
Who's going to make the graph? Someone's going to make a graphic of like, you know, Pride 48, 2022, July 29th through 31st.
Well, we don't have a specific graphic person. Normally, I'll just throw something up on the website.
There you go. So you're the graphic person. All right. So, we'll need
to decide when we're having State of the Stations and when that will start.
That's right. need to decide all that.
We don't have to, you know, we decided one thing tonight.
I know that was a lot.
Honestly, are we going to have our suits meetings really? Just live as part of Mix Minus? Is that what we're going to do?
That's right. That's what you get for level 13.
If you're in level 13, you have the behind the scenes of Pride 48.
Where we talk bad about all the former suits.
No, we don't. I don't. I don't talk bad about anybody. Nobody.
Like, let's talk about.
I never talk bad. Hey, Auntie Scott, what's your itinerary? What's your new itinerary? I'm really interested to know. Let's talk
about Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
I love Taffy. You know, it would be so horrible to go your whole life and not be able to smell. Did you know that Taffy cannot smell?
Yes, because I've listened to Oz My GoPro.
How do you live? I mean, I'd rather not be able to smell than, let's say, be blind.
Oh, well, if you want to talk about being blind, you should listen to the latest episode of Archer Radio, where he talks about losing his vision in his eye. Well, I don't know where else you'd lose your vision. Of course, it would be his eye. But after a certain spot of his left eye, he can't see below it. But here's what happened, Adam. His brain just like started relying more on his right, and now he doesn't even notice it. His right eye just like compensates for that. Or his brain compensates for just having one. But here's the thing. I think smell, that's sad that you can't smell anything, but she doesn't know any better. She's never
It affects your taste.
I know, but she's
because still you can't taste things. I mean, everything tastes bland, although she doesn't even know what bland tastes like, because all she's ever tasted is bland.
There you go.
I guess it's better if you've never had smell than having smell up to, like, say, age 20.
I mean, I've had a cold before and eaten a hamburger. I can still taste the ketchup. I can still taste the pickle. I can still taste, you know, sharps. You know, it's not all bland. It's just not as... is not as rich of an experience as if you were smelling it. But I don't feel like your entire taste is not based on smell. Just a portion of your taste is based on smell. A portion of your memory is too. Did you know that's one of the strongest things for memory is smells? Like you'll smell something and it'll remind you of something like from your childhood or whatever.
I feel like I didn't really know that was a fact, but I did watch an episode of Good Mythical Morning yesterday. Mm-hmm. And the episode, they were smelling things and seeing if they could recall the same memory as the other one.
Oh, that's right, because they grew up together.
Yeah, they were best friends all the way from Panama Canal. And so are you still leaving from Florida, Auntie Scott? It's similar.
I was going to say, Cyclone had included with his packet this evening an interesting factoid that didn't make it into the notes this week. But the guy who designed the monorails at Disney World, Joseph Armand Bombardier, he died.
Oh.
Oh, it was, well, it's the anniversary of his death, but yeah.
What do you do? I mean, like, what do you do to celebrate that? Do you go to San Francisco and ride a cable car, or you go to Disney and ride a monorail? I mean, that's too on the nose, though, right? I mean, you need to.
Nope. You go to Disney and you ride the monorail, man. You pour.
Do they put flowers on the monorail cars on the date of his death?
One of my favorite monorail stories is that, and this would mean nothing to you, Adam. This will mean nothing to anyone in the entire chat room. But unless Zach is listening, because he's there in the audio. But
when you started about saying you were going camping, he left because he was crying tears.
He's going to Epcot. But between the Contemporary Hotel and the Magic Kingdom, there's a walkway. You can walk from the Contemporary Hotel to the Magic Kingdom. And in fact, that's often preferred. So the last time we went, we ate lunch over at the Contemporary just so that we could just walk to the Kingdom instead of doing the whole monorail ship thing. Anyway, when you get to the metal detector on that walkway from the Contemporary to the Magic Kingdom, because you have to go through security screening, right?
Yeah.
They made us wait until the monorail passed before we walked through the metal detector. That metal detector was turned up so damn high, it could detect a monorail like 15 feet above it. It's like, Jesus Christ, what's wrong with this metal detector? Also, I want to know who figured that out. That, oh yeah, if the monorail's going by, then the thing just beeps if somebody walks through.
Can I tell you, so I was, this is unrelated to the monorail story, but I was looking at Twitter, and Kathy Bacon had asked the name of that skill on the Amazon Echo.
Yes.
For guessing the thingy.
Yeah.
So I told her the name of it because I've been so, I've been addicted to that all week.
Really? What's it called?
Akinator.
Yeah, Akinator.
And I've been doing it all week. Like before we go to bed, we'll get in the bed and we have an Echo right there in the bedroom. And I'll be like, hey, let's play Akinator or Akinator, whatever. And it has always guessed right.
Have you ever?
And
have you ever tried to guess Scott Bullock?
No. And it said, and she says, Kathy Bacon says, it just guessed pink. It's almost frightening. It guessed Lion-O from Thundercats. Yeah.
Thunder. Yoda. Thundercats.
Oh, yes. Here's one. Heathcliff. Yeah. Do you even know who that is?
It was a cat.
Yeah, yeah. He guessed Heathcliff. We did Randall Thor from Wheel of Time.
Yes.
Guess that one. Although it did take two tries.
Yeah, it took two tries. It was like, is it Steve Guttenberg? It's like, no. Oh, okay. Is it Rand Althor? It's like, apparently Steve Guttenberg and Rand Althor have like a bunch of...
No, he said Merlin and then Rand. But anyway, and Mark, I don't even know the name. Mark gave some manga character that I was unfamiliar with, but the Echo knew. But I read, it's not only a skill, it is a French website and artificial intelligence project that's been going on since 2017.
Oh, nice.
And they created a skill for it. So it's an AI that over time has learned the best questions to ask.
I feel like all it's really doing though is just canceling out a list. Like, does he wear a hat? And it's like, it knows of this remaining list that I have, the biggest trait is whether or not they're wearing a hat or not. Like wearing a hat is 50%. So I can narrow the entire, in other words, you know how a bubble sort works where you're just constantly splitting the middle. Yeah. I feel like that's all this is I've got 10 billion facts about people or characters, right?
Yeah.
And the thing that is the most common amongst all of them, the thing that will eliminate the most of them in the first try is going to be, it's their gender. So that's the first question I ask. Are they male or female? Right? That means I can eliminate half of my 10 billion. Now I only have 5 billion. And then from there, they look at the traits that are, you know, associated with those 5 billion records. And they go like, oh, of the ones left, the most common trait here is, you know, are they left-handed or something like that? So I can eliminate half if I ask that. Are they left-handed? No, that eliminates half of them. So it's like, I feel like it's just constantly whittling down by half until it gets to its final answer.
That's uncanny.
What I feel like it's
doing. I mean, I know
it is uncanny because it knows a lot of information, but that's not intelligence, right? It just knows a lot of information.
Yeah, I know. Maybe it's using Wikipedia or something. Who knows? So Auntie Scott is showing us his itinerary, and apparently this one is not going through the Panama Canal.
Nope, it's going to stay.
It's going to stay on this side,
the Atlantic side.
I saw an ad. I'm getting all these cruise ads, and there's an ad for a 70-day cruise that's coming up in, I don't know, 2023 or something.
Yeah.
And it's going all the way around South America.
Yeah. There's a cruise ship that they were advertising. I forget what they were selling the things for, but it's like, if you want to live on a cruise ship, they were selling like cabins for, it wasn't horribly unreasonable. It was like 70 to 100,000 a year.
That's a lot. It was the starting price for that 70-day cruise was 50,000.
Right. But I'm just saying, there's people, like, if you look at that guy that lives on the Royal Caribbean ships, he spends about 65 to 75,000 a year.
Yeah, this one was 50,000 for 70 days, though. If you, I mean, that right. would be
Right, because you're looking at a balcony cabin. The way he saves money is most of the time he sails inside cabins that are, you know, because he's seen everything. And then on special occasions, he'll bump up to, a balcony room or something. But because also those are separate individual cruises, he's just taking constant 7-day cruises. He has a lot of, you know, he's like super platinum diamond on the cruise perks, right? So he gets automatic discounts on things. And so
if you did a cheapy cruise and even with Royal Caribbean, you could probably find a 7-day cruise for $1,000. So you could probably do $4,000 to $5,000 a month. If you found cheap cruises and did like,
I feel like a Caribbean cruise, a 7-day Caribbean cruise is not $1,000. Let's see. I don't want to sign in. I just want to look at your cruises. Any destination, we'll just say Caribbean, any departure, leaving any date, search cruises.
Our European cruise did end up, we did do a balcony. And it ended up, and it's on the Wonder of the Seas, which I just want to tell everyone again, it is the largest, newest cruise ship.
What would $1,000 for 7 days work out to a day?
$150.
All right. There's no Royal Caribbean cruises that you can do for $1,000 for 7 days, but there's a $234 a day, 7-night Southern Caribbean adventure. So what does that come out to be? That comes out to...
Also, it's usually per person. So if he's sailing alone, he would be paying twice or... So it's... Anyway, I'm excited about it, Auntie Scott. I realize, you know, it may not be your cup of tea, but I'm really excited about it. I'm like super excited. And
I feel like
it's about $6,000.
I feel like cruise lines are like automobiles or areas of the country, whatever. So everyone has their own taste, right?
I don't feel like, though, I would ever sail Carnival.
No, I wouldn't either. But that's because everyone has their own taste. To me, Carnival is the low rent budget cruise.
I feel like Carnival would be a bunch of rednecks.
Yeah, a bunch of straight people. A bunch of, you know, MAGA loving straight people. That's what I view Carnival people to be. And that's why I stick with like the mid tier. I stick with like, you know, Royal Caribbean. I paid way too much for a Disney cruise, but that's because I really love Disney and I wanted to go on a Disney.
They're great. The service is great.
But I don't know. I've never been on a Royal Caribbean. I don't know how the service differs between the Disney and Royal Caribbean.
No, I mean, Royal Caribbean is good. When Mark and I did Disney as our very first one, we loved it. And then when we did Royal Caribbean, we both said, well, it's not quite as good as Disney, but
it's half the cost.
It is so much cheaper than Disney. It's fine. Like we can live with it. You know, maybe occasionally we'll do something more expensive.
Yeah. I feel you and I are in the same boat in that we're in it for the tech, right? So it's like, to me, a brand new ship with brand new technology on it is super high on my list as opposed to an older ship with, you know, 9 crew members per passenger or something like that. Yeah. I don't like crew members. I really don't want them near me. It's like, other than the bartender and the person doing trivia, I really don't interact with the crew.
Oh, trivia is my favorite. We did that every night.
I know. We're going to do trivia on the Royal Caribbean. We're going to be doing the triviers.
It's usually in the, like the British pub or the Irish pub or whatever.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, everyone has their own. There may be other people that love the beach, right? And they want to get off and they want to go for the ports. And that's how they judge their value. So maybe these Carnival people could be like, oh, you know what? I just want to go to the beaches. I just want to go to, you know, the most number of beaches that I can lay for my week because I live in Minnesota or whatever. It's like, good for them. I don't have anything against any of these people.
I do like the water. I like the ocean. Like, I like to look out and see the ocean and maybe see some dolphins or whales or, you know, whatever. I like that.
I mean, I like living on a lake, too. My thought is...
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I was just going to say, it's amazing to me that I'm on a ship, but, like, in a restaurant. Like, that still just, like, blows my mind.
I feel... I don't know if 8K is the answer. Maybe it'll be, you know, 10 years, 20 years from now when we have 16 or 32K or whatever. At some point in time, video panels will become indistinguishable from the outside world. Like a video panel will have such high resolution that it would be impossible for you with your naked eye to determine, is that a real person or is that a video of a person standing next to a real person, right? We're not too far away from that. I would say 10 years, right? At that point in time, your house can be anywhere you want it to be. Like if you want to live on the ocean, like if you want to live on a beach, it's like you just replace all your windows with these 32K monitors or whatever. And it's like, now you're looking out on the ocean, right? You can have,
yeah,
that's cool.
That's what they do now for a lot of movies and stuff is they have those big, huge.
Oh, I know. Those are cool as shit.
You know, that big, huge thing that basically they use, Unreal Engine.
Instead of green screen, they, either video a real environment or they CGI an environment that matches the lighting on the stage and stuff, and it's hooked into the camera, so as they pan in and pan around, it actually like parallaxes in the correct way, so it's better than green. It's like doing live green screen.
Yep.
It's like Baron Frosty's Zoom setup. Did you see that?
Oh yeah, Mark showed that. Yeah, Mark said, he said, I shouldn't even have bought a book. Mark just bought a bookshelf recently.
I know.
He said, too. I shouldn't even have bought a bookshelf. I said, well, didn't you buy it for more than just the aesthetic? I mean, didn't you buy it to actually have a bookshelf?
No, look at my bookshelf behind me. It just has shit on it.
And when people come over to your house, you know.
Yeah, then they see
they're going to see a poster of a bookshelf on the
wall.
No one
ever comes in. My office is the third bedroom upstairs. No one ever comes in this office.
But it does look real on Zoom or on the camp, the photo that he put.
It does.
It looks real.
Until you see the far shot of it and you realize that he's shooting into the corner. Like when you look at the picture, you realize that when the wide shot that he shows you, it goes around a corner. And then in the video image that he shows, it is, you can see where the corner is. If you know what you're looking for, once you see it, you can't unsee it. But, so don't look at it. Don't watch it, Adam. Don't look at it, Adam. You'll be forever ruined. I'm trying to find the picture. But yeah.
No, I'm not. I'm trying to see, Auntie Scott said shore excursions. But I can't see what Cyclone said that Auntie Scott replied to.
Okay.
Because it's cut off. I think it's, but there's no stop for Havana and Gitmo. Okay.
Yes. Here's the, I want to do this, Adam. Oh my God. I'm so sorry.
You know, the ship that we're on is only one step below the ship that Mark and I are going to be on in Europe.
I know. See here how it goes around the corner?
Yeah.
And then if you look at his picture he posted where he's doing the video call, this is the corner.
Oh, yeah. I would have never, like, unless you pointed that out, I wouldn't have. Yeah, you're right. But it looks, if you don't, if you're not looking and you, I mean, if you're just looking at him,
yeah,
it looks like everybody at my job uses that blurry Zoom background where it blurs out everything. Are you guys ashamed of your house?
I know.
Like what are you hiding? Or what are you hiding? You know?
What are you hiding?
Porn. No, wait, they're just hiding.
This is exactly what people see when I'm on a Zoom call.
No, I hate the ones that blur it out. And then on top of that, oh, I got to tell you about my thinning hair in just a minute. But then on top of that, they have a ceiling fan. So the light is like, foo, 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 foo. The light on their face is like, so it looks like they're not only in a fake background, but it also looks like they're like blinking in and out. Do you see this? You see how thin my hair is getting up here?
Yeah, I do.
This, I was told by my hairdresser today, because I'm like, I guess I'm getting old, although no one in my family has any baldness. Like that, you know, no one I can trace back. None of my family had any bald spots or whatever. So
there are a couple of things you can do.
Hold on, let me finish.
Yeah.
He said, oh, it's the COVID. He's like, I can't tell you how many clients I've had that about a month after they got COVID, they just lose hair like way more than the, like they start shedding and then it gets really thin, but then it grows back after a month or two. It's like, he's like, I can't tell you how many
people are
like that.
If it doesn't come back, there are two things you could do. You could do the Rogaine stuff, which does work.
Adam.
But you have to keep doing it forever.
Adam.
Or you can also, they sell these LED baseball caps.
Yes.
And you just wear them 3 times a week, like 20 minutes per time.
20 minutes.
And they will strengthen your hair and any hair that's not dead, they will make it grow more.
Oh, that sounds like voodoo.
It's proven. No, it's the LED light stimulates blood flow in the scalp.
Oh. What color LED light?
It's red.
Red. Because that attracts blood.
But I think...
here's the thing.
These are proven to work, Daniel. I'm not... Adam. Look, I'm no scientist, but...
Adam.
Yeah?
If I'm losing my hair, then I'm losing my hair. I don't... It's like, I am not... I don't care. It doesn't bother me at all.
Okay.
So... I'm not... Yeah. Exactly. Thank you, RT Cruiser. It's genetic. And if you're
I'm fighting it effectively.
I know a lot of people that I went to school with that are, what? You know, way balder than me. It's like, okay. It's like, I do know this. We get this. We get the male pattern, you know, the receding, yeah. the widow's peaks or whatever they call those. We do get those a little bit, but no one else in my family has like really thin hair all the way through. But I was like, I was just assuming I was, you know, getting old and going bald. And, but the guy was, you know, my hairdresser was like, no, you don't understand. I've seen like 30 or 40, you know, people that have gone through this so far. Why isn't anyone talking about the real problem, which is the hair thinning from COVID? The hair thinning COVID. I should Google that. I mean, my hairdresser is not exactly like a Rhodes scholar, so he could be.
Yeah, he may be like you and just says whatever comes to the top of his head without researching.
Or Larry Vader. You mean Larry Vader, not me.
Yeah.
I will give you this. COVID hair, and then I hit space, and loss is the number one, you know, autofill selection.
It's so all those people just getting thin and thinking, oh, maybe it's my COVID.
This is from November of 2020. Yeah, this is exactly what's happening. New York Times and other news organizations said that doctors have seen a significant increase in patients losing their hair, in part because extraordinary stress of life during a pandemic. Blah, blah, blah. Who is affected by it? Anyone can be. Blah, blah, blah. I see more women in my practice, actually around 90%. Women tend to have longer hair. How does the hair fall out? Where do people notice it? It's basically when I comb my hair, like my comb comes back with a ton of hair in it. That's it. So this was November 2020. They've noticed a lot of it, but they didn't notice it growing back. But now apparently it's a temporary thing.
Well, there you go. Well, I'm just saying there are solutions. If it becomes permanent,
yep.
You can live with it, or you can, you know, do inconvenient things like I do.
I'll probably choose to live with it. I mean, here's the great thing. This is the great thing that I realized in my 50s.
Yeah.
I don't see me.
Yeah.
Right. In most interactions that I have with other people, I don't see me. I see them. So it's like if I, you know, how I look, I don't have to look at it. So it's not my problem.
I don't know. I just like having hair,
I'm not saying there's anything wrong with that. Adam, if there was a system whereby I could, you know, increase the size of my dick to like 10 inches or something like that, I would totally do it. But there's not. So I don't.
I mean, there are surgeries that you can have.
Yeah, but they don't. A lot of people report loss of.
I mean, there's some complications.
Yeah. Exactly. Sometimes. I don't want to do that. I'm not going to mess with what's working. It's working fine. I just saying that, yeah, if there was some, oh, here's this pill.
I tell you what I still kind of want to do.
What?
I will never do it. I'm just going to say this right now because I cannot stick to a routine.
Yes.
At all.
At all.
I'm trying to start putting on lotion at night and then the morning on my face.
Yeah.
You know, to take better care of my skin.
Yes.
It is so difficult to make myself do something on a routine like that. But anyway, I would love to do that stretching stuff to get back your foreskin.
Oh.
And it works.
I feel like every time you say that, you've just read an internet article like, and it works.
No, I mean, not today. I've even seen the guy who sells, there's a particular item that you can use that this guy makes in his basement, I swear.
I'm just saying.
With like a 3D printer and whatever.
Right. But if the first thing that you're going to say about it is, and it works.
I've done my research, Daniel.
That probably means that you assume that most people are going to think, no, you're bullshitting me.
But it's a lot of commitment. And you have to do this stuff wear this apparatus every day.
Yeah.
And because it takes so long for your skin to stretch and grow and all that kind of stuff. It is a major commitment. But it does, people get results when they do it. And there are different, I mean, it's not that just this one guy that sells stuff. I mean, you can get,
yeah,
you can get this tugging stuff.
Cyclone
from many different companies.
Yeah. Cyclone is suggesting that maybe I 3D print one for you.
Yeah, well, you could print it, but I think I would use it for about 3 days. Also, Mark,
would
make so much fun of me.
Do this from another browser. Are there 3D printed?
He'd be like, "Why do you want to stretch out your dick?" He would laugh. Oh, he would giggle about it. He would make a joke. I would have new nicknames. He used to make fun of the kind of underwear that I wear because he called it panties. So I know that he would make fun of me if I did it. But also, I can't stick to anything. So it's not.
I'm fascinated here that this actually like came out. Yeah, you can 3D print sex toys.
Yeah, of course. You can 3D print anything.
Well, I mean, it depends on your printer.
Well, yeah, I mean, obviously, but it's possible to 3D print. I mean, if you have, they have 3D printed houses now. Because there are 3D printers.
They're 3D printing with concrete.
Yeah, well, you're right. Yeah. I mean, obviously.
I'm talking about my resin 3D printer.
Well, no, you can't. It would take so long to print a house with your resin printer.
No, I'm talking about a sex toy. Can I print a sex toy my resin 3D printer?
How big do you need it to be?
How would I go? Where would I find a 3D rendering of a penis?
Well, you could 3D. Make one because that's an easy shape to make, first of all.
I'm just gonna Google search for dildo STL. Dildo.stl. Dildo 3D models from the I guess there are several dildos here.
Let's see. Of course.
What is this?
That's got to be a booming business because some people are embarrassed to buy dildos. If they can just print it at home, no matter how big your printer is, you could print stuff in pieces and then glue them together.
Print and enjoy. Scale to any size as needed before printing. Seal your 3D printed toy before use. Condom or Z-proxy coating recommended.
Yeah. You could probably make one of those real sex dolls. You could make it at home.
Yeah, like in 1,000 pieces. I don't think you realize what my 3D printer is not capable of printing anything larger than, 7 inches tall and maybe.
I mean, 7 inches is really all you need in a dildo, right?
Yeah, pretty much.
Do you really want something, fist or arm length?
No, not really. Oh, but fucking Dan does, because fucking Dan was posting about that the other day, that he was very excited that someone got their fist in his butt.
Oh, I mean, we all have goals in life. You know, some of us want to.
Here's a cool thing.
Go to Europe. Others want to have a fist up their butt.
I can 3D print a mold for a butt plug, so then I can make a silicone butt plug. Because apparently the resin or the PLA, depending on how you print it, they were probably talking about PLA. I don't know if resin needs to be sterilized or not, because resin, once you cure resin, I don't know that it's toxic.
But look, there's another Etsy business for you, Daniel. You could make butt plugs. You could 3D print a mold. Mm-hmm. Then you could buy silicone and you could color it in different colors.
I should 3D model my dick because it's small enough to fit on a 3D printer.
And you could sell butt plugs. That you know, who knows? That could be in an emerging business category.
Cyclone is now throwing TLAs at me for, I don't have that kind of printer. I have a 3D resin printer. So I do not use melted plastic in the making of my miniatures. I use a liquid resin that is exposed to UV light to harden.
You know, they make a fast curing resin that you can, it comes with a light
and
you can hit it with a light and it cures really fast.
That's exactly what this is. So what happened, the premise of my printer is there is a vat of liquid resin.
Yeah.
Whatever 3D model I have is sliced into thousands of layers.
Yes.
So what happens is that the build plate comes down, submerges into the resin and pushes down against the bottom. And underneath the resin plate, which has a clear bottom, there is an LCD panel that releases UV light. Like, there's a UV bulb underneath. There's an LCD panel, and the LCD panel only clears the pixels that need light. And that's what forms the shape of the thing that you're printing.
Okay.
And then, so it exposes it for a couple of seconds and that cures that. And then the print head lifts up and then it comes back down and it does the next layer on top of that. But the printer knows, oh, I just took on a half millimeter of resin, so I'm going to raise myself by half millimeter to do that. And it's thousands of layers that build itself. But the thing about the resin printers is they're much higher resolution. Like, my little D&D miniatures that I'm printing are super detailed.
And what's the printer?
So I asked for a suggestion from my boss, and he suggested the Anycubic Photon Mono, which is what I have. However, watching a lot of YouTube videos, I'm interested in the Igloo, which is E-L-G-L-O-O 3D printers, because they're apparently
greetings, everybody. Today I will good. Plastic spatula laying the leveling card.
I don't
down
think it's terribly expensive. I don't. I think I know that you won't think it's terribly expensive. So here, I'll tell you what the 3D printers cost.
Okay,
and then you can decide whether that's crazy or not crazy. So my setup here is $600, but that is the 3D printer and the wash and cure station, because when you're dealing with resin printers, you have to wash them in alcohol before you cure them. And you don't need that. You don't have to get the wash and cure station. It's, almost $200. So the printer itself is only like $299. So the printer is only like $300. But then a bottle of resin is $15. I had to buy enough alcohol to fill the wash thing, which, you know, was maybe $20 in alcohol. And then little tools that you need to snip away the supports and stuff like that. So I spent like $13 on tools and stuff. So I would say roughly $600 all in, like everything that I have for $600.
I think that's fine. I mean, wouldn't I?
Obviously, yeah. I didn't think that was bad at all.
I mean, a phone costs more than that.
Yeah, exactly. So, and to me, the little mini. Yeah. All right. So Seder, let me tell you this. I had a Hero Forge character printed and sent to me. And then because I'm a member here for well, I just joined recently, so I can download the print file for my character. So I changed his pose, downloaded the print file for my character, printed him out, and then compared it against the Hero Forge print. And they were, other than the new pose, they were of equal resolution. They were just as good as the Hero Forge gray print, the higher resolution Hero Forge print. So it's like I can make a Hero Forge mini. And in fact, Sater, if you send me the link to your Hero Forge character in the future, not now, but in the future, I can just print it for you because I get 5 free downloads a month. So I have some extra downloads. So it's like, if you want a figure printed for free, you just send me the link to your Hero Forge printer, I mean, figure, and I will print it for you and I'll mail it to you.
Actually, we could come up with prizes for the Pride 48 event, little trinkets or something, and you could 3D print them.
I think
you could do a Pride 48 coin.
I think we should 3D scan Fatty and then, you know, offer just little miniature fatties.
Little miniature fatties. I think a coin, like a commemorative coin.
Here's the thing. If you can design a coin in Blender that has, you know, the whatever, then yes, you can send me the STL file and I can print it.
I feel like I could design a coin. Designer. I feel like I could design a coin.
Then do it. Because it'll come out in resin. We'll cure the resin and then we would basically prime it and then spray paint it either, you know, chrome or gold.
Yeah. Anyway, well, no, I don't think I know I'm a gadget person, but I would not use a 3D printer. Like there's nothing I need to print. So it would sit and collect dust. And so I've avoided buying one because I know how I am.
Yeah. To me, I bought it because, all right, I play D&D, and what happens in D&D is sometimes your character changes their equipment and you want your mini to match it. And so when you buy a figure online, like a customizable figure online, how much is that Hero Forge without me going to the website, Sater? Is it like $19 for the monochrome with the unpainted one? So it's like $19 for every mini that you want. And in this case, there's 5 of us at the and the D&D game, but 5 players and a DM. But the DM's my nephew, so he, because we're doing a campaign that already has this guy that does the Patreon thing that has all those models. So all the models for this campaign are already available online for free. So I'm actually printing out all of the bosses, the mobs, and everything. So it's like, we not only have the minis of our characters, but we also have the minis of the bosses and the henchmen and the mobs and stuff like that. So we don't have to use like, and because each thing that I print probably ends up costing less than $1, like it's, you know, like maybe 60 cents or something in resin.
No, I mean, for you, it makes complete sense. I don't play D&D.
But I've been looking on Thingiverse. There's a lot of cool things that I know for Christmas this year, people are going to be getting a moose because there's a little 3D.
A moose?
Yeah, you can print out a moose? This because that's what's available.
Okay.
It's a reindeer.
They don't have little Christmas trees or a star or...
But what it is it's a flat mold that you can fit in, you know, so like, think of it like it's a single sheet of resin that has like parts that you clip out yourself and then you can assemble a 3D moose. You know what I'm saying? You can.
Yes. Yeah.
It's like, but you can put it inside a Christmas card because it's thin and then, you know, you mail it to them and then they can make their own little moose.
I see.
That's cool. I could do that with a Christmas tree. I could make a little Christmas tree.
Maybe a dildo could work that way too.
Ooh, I should. I should send out dildos for Christmas. 3D
flat. Then you, yeah. The thing that I have thought about, well, so probably, you know, I'm going to tell you, this is probably something I also won't do, but recently with this new workbench in the shop, I'm calling it the shop in the garage. Sorry.
The one that your stepfather built for you and Mittens.
Yeah. I think I'm going to end up buying things like tools.
Yes.
And you know, the thing is, I don't know that I'll use them, but I was just thinking, you know, I could, I have a compressor, so I could get air nailers. And, you know, and you know, also I have that bench space now. I could get one of those arm saw things, whatever they're called, where you
you don't even know what a miter saw is called.
Whatever you bring down the arm and it cuts it, you know, and then I could get some saw horses and a skill saw, and then, and I could saw things.
I think you should get a jigsaw too.
I have a router. I've only used it once in my entire life. Okay. I have one.
Cyclone is pointing out that they're called radial arm saws. I would counter with that I challenge you to find a radial arm saw that is not also a miter saw, because all a miter means is that it'll let you tilt it 30, you know, X number of degrees so that you can make a 45 degree cut or a 30 degree cut or whatever, so that you can go around corners in your house. So I know that it is called a radial arm saw, but I doubt that you're going to find one that is not also a miter saw.
Oh, you could 3D print RT Cruiser a sounder.
Oh,
a sounding rod. Anyway, so I've thought of things I could do, projects I could do around the house, but the thing is,
what's the thing?
Sawing scares me. These electric saws, I'm always afraid I'm going to like saw off a finger or something.
Electric saws.
I had a table saw for a while because my stepdad gave it to me.
Yep.
When I had the house in Texas.
Yep.
And I was scared to use it because those things are dangerous. It can, even if you don't cut your finger off, it can grab the board and toss it. Yeah. And you can like get slammed up against the wall or have an eye knocked out or something like that. I mean, they are dangerous.
They're dangerous.
And so
most table saws, the legs have spots for you to bolt it to the floor so that the flipping of the table doesn't happen. So it's like,
no, not a flipping of the table. I'm saying the wood itself can get grabbed by the blade and then shoot out.
Yes, it can. That's why you should always wear safety goggles, Adam.
Yeah, what if it shoots out and impales me? Safety goggles aren't going to help.
So I think, I don't know.
I also want a drill press, but you know, I don't know what I would do with it. But when I was growing up, my dad had a floor, like an industrial on the floor drill press, like not a tabletop drill press, but it was like a big, huge.
Is that what you want?
You know,
one of those?
I would like one, except I don't know what I would do with it. Drill things.
Once you know, if you build it, they will come. So it's like, maybe you'll figure out. Maybe you can start a new business.
I'm not
going to
buy any of this stuff, but
it's Adam's drilling.
I have a workbench now, so I feel like I need.
You need to work.
Now I am going to buy. At first I was going to buy these, the pegboard that then you can attach hooks to, and then you can put your tools.
Yep.
But I found a better, more modern solution. They have what they call a slat wall. And they look a lot nicer in there. It looks like little siding, little
so
slats.
So each one is a French cleat. So you can basically, the hooks are French cleat.
Yeah, like that.
Oh, I could 3D print a chastity cage.
I don't understand why people want those. What is the fun in that?
I noticed that Cyclone put the picture, but not the link to where I could print this out. Adam's pegging service. Exactly. That's what you could do with your drill press.
You could 3D print stuff and I could drill holes in it.
That's true.
You could 3D print the coins, send them to me. I could drill a hole to put them on a necklace.
I feel like
my drill press.
All the shit that I saw them do in that blender to get those Final Fantasy models 3D printing ready was like you have to know Blender really well, and you also have to like know art. Like, oh yeah, and then you can clean this up and you can make it, you know, better. And it's like, oh, I wouldn't know how to do that. Because I thought that would be cool. I could print out Zach's little Final 14 character.
Yeah. Oh no, 3D modeling is no joke. It is not easy. It doesn't matter whether it's Blender or 3D Max or.
Here we go. If you would like a cock locked.
I don't.
Chastity. I'm not saying you, Adam. I'm just saying, you know, if you want it, you can get one with a 3D printer. And is this free? It doesn't have a price on it.
I also don't feel like my member would stay in that.
Well, you can resize it. You can, and remember,
I don't think it matters the size.
Put it on flaccid.
No, I understand, but I've almost got an innie sometimes.
Not really.
But it doesn't really hang much.
Right.
That's what I'm saying.
You're a grower, not a shower.
I am a grower. Yeah. And so I've tried like nothing, just like RT Cruiser said about, you know, his dick won't stay in a cock ring. Same. Not that it's a problem. Because when I need it to be a good size, it's a good size. But when it's not, you know, so RG Cruiser says, please, we've all seen it. Yes, you've seen it erect. But when it's not.
Yeah, I can.
It's like a little turtle. It's like a little turtle.
I think, did we have this conversation on this show about the average penis size?
I don't know. Auntie Scott is loving this conversation. All we need to do is say big fatty a few more times and he will be in heaven. You know what? Actually, I just want to make Auntie Scott happy just for a second. So I'm going to do this.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Okay, so that should keep him happy for 10 minutes or so.
By the way, you didn't play my exit one time this week unless you did today.
I played it today. Here's the problem with yours, Daniel.
Oh, yes.
I'll tell you what the problem is.
All right.
The button on, so I record live.
I know.
Right? And the fading between the music and the outro bumper, I like them to overlap. Yep. So I don't have to go in and do editing.
Yeah.
Right?
This show is a proud member.
That one. I don't want to finish it. But that one is the same button as the outro music for Geeky Gay. So if I try to hit yours while the outro music is playing, it cuts off the outro music.
Well, then move me to a different spot.
So then when I play yours, I have to wait until the outro music finishes and the light turns off and then hit your button. So it's more difficult. Cause
then
like
move my position.
Cause I'll do this, right? So it's like this.
Right.
It's not at the end. I can't forward it. But then I flip over to the other soundboard.
Oh my God. How am I for that Geeky stops Gay, it? Why don't you just make your own soundboard for Geeky Gay? Like, how many goddamn sounds do you have on there? Like, I have the whole mix minus when on one soundboard, right? I have the intro, I have the exit, I have contact exit, I have news game. Have news game exit. I have ding and blah blah.
No,
there you go.
I get it.
What do you need?
But I have my outros in one soundboard.
But that doesn't make sense workflow wise.
Because I didn't want to duplicate them on separate boards. Gotcha. You see what I'm saying? I have multiple podcasts.
No, I got it.
I put all the outros in one board, and then Geeky Gay is its own. And I do
by show. My This Darn Elvis board is I don't even remember how to switch soundboards now.
There's an arrow.
Okay, so sound.
This one, is- two, three, four.
One more. No, there's never one more. There you go. That's my, and I didn't have the outro on that Darn Elvis because it was a post. We did the outro in post.
I think I have a mix minus. Yeah, I do.
Auntie Scott says, I sat up and twitched when I heard the music start. I'm sorry it was so traumatic. I'm so sorry that I.
He twitched it like in a bad way? Or like, like, or in a good way, like, oh,
recording, I'm getting recording a weekly show with me was so traumatic. That
well,
he,
it is kind of traumatic. I cry myself to sleep.
That's another thing that you and Auntie Scott have in common. It's like you're the same person.
It is. It's if you know,
just a weekly
if we
trauma.
Weren't in two different states, it would be almost as if we were twins.
That's right.
I also don't have a ponytail. However, I did have a mullet at one point. Also, I've had long hair all over. When I first started college, I had completely long hair, like all over. It looked horrible. It wasn't one of those guys that has long hair and it looks sexy. No, it was not a good look.
Too sexy for my hair. Too sexy. Did you notice I had new artwork up?
No, I didn't, which is new. I can't even tell what that is. Is that a Lion King?
That's Pluto.
Oh, I can. Yeah, I can just kind of see orange.
This is Jungle Cruise with Pluto and Mickey. I'd say it's dark over there, so I don't have the background light on. In the daytime, it's lit up. And then that is a pencil drawing of Pluto by the cartoonist that actually drew Pluto for the cartoon.
I didn't realize Pluto was your favorite.
Yes, Pluto is my favorite. And then
is he the one that says Garsh?
No, Pluto doesn't talk. And then This is my Pride 48 fifth anniversary poster. There's Perry the Platypus. There's Mickey. There's another Pluto. There's Donald. There's Captain America.
Well, when you were here visiting, you saw that over on that wall over there is shadow boxes with all the Pride 48 posters.
Oh, I have. Yeah, I have the other ones framed over there. They just aren't up on this wall behind me.
I have all over where? All over where? All over my head. All of my hair. Like at one point I had a mullet and then at one point I grew all of my hair out on my head. So not a mullet, but just long hair. And then.
Let me ask you this. When you were growing out all your hair all over, did you walk through the woods? And did people mistake you for Sasquatch?
No. I didn't. And it wasn't all over everywhere. At that point in my life, I was shaving hair everywhere else.
Stop. Don't touch me there. That is my no-no square.
Did Adam fix that moldy spot on the wall?
It wasn't mold. It was an optical illusion.
Mold.
One of your sound panels had fallen down and then it looked like no, the mold on your wall was when you first moved into this house. You did not have the furniture or the TV in the room behind you, and there was a rug on the floor.
Oh, it was
the room
floor
behind
yeah
you, but because I didn't know how deep the room was, it looked like it was a mold stain on the wall. Because to my eye, everything looked like it was even. And then when you walk through that, I was, oh, shit, that's another room back there. And then I realized it was just the rug.
Yeah, the rug is still there. And it's not mold. It's just.
Todd and Tyler have mold on their walls.
Who are Todd and Tyler? Some YouTubers?
Hi, we're Tyler and Todd.
Are they the science gay folk? Are they the gay science guys on YouTube?
No, they are the Canadian.
There's a couple of guys on gay guys on a couple on YouTube that gay couple that are a science.
Holy.
One moment, please.
I don't like to call out chat rumors, but is Lurker Rick Fatty's friend?
Was it what?
Is Lurker Rick Fatty's friend that used to listen to Butt First or Survivor's Ready live? I think he is.
I don't know. All right. This is what is the beginning of every Tyler and Todd video ever made.
Give this video a thumbs up, which helps us get introduced to more like-minded people.
Hold on.
Just about our dream of building an...
Whoa.
All right, you have to get past this.
What do you think? Wow. That is warm. What is it? It's 180 in here right now.
We're Tyler and Todd, and in 2020, we parked our RV in the middle of the Canadian forest to live out our dream of building an off-grid home for ourselves. Hundreds of projects and thousands of small steps later, our journey to build a simple life has led us to where we are today. Hit that subscribe button and give this video a thumbs up, which helps us get introduced to more like-minded people just like you. Come along.
Just like you. He is so gay. Are they twinks?
No, I mean, they're in their late 20s, maybe. But, I mean, yes, they're attractive, but they're also really sweet. And they're building...
We're Tyler and Todd, and we have an RV.
I believe... And I mean, no, they have land that they're building a house on. But, yes, they were living
off-grid. He said we parked our RV out in the middle of the woods.
Yeah, because that's what they... Anyway, the point is, I think...
Do I sound that gay to people?
I think Andy Scott was the one who even suggested them in the first place.
So welcome, Rick. Some people...
All right, so Lurker Rick is indeed... What did you call him? Big Fatty's stooge?
Big Fatty's friend who used to listen to either Butt First or...
But Lurker Rick has been participating in the
Survivor's Ready
Wordle World channel.
I know, that's that is like a popular hub.
That's right.
For the Pride 48 members.
You want to post your Wordle score, make sure you go over to Wordle World. Wordle World.
I mean, it is active. Look at that.
Yeah. And yes, I also watch Tyler and Todd every Sunday, and I was very nervous when their dog got Lyme disease. And anyway, he lived, by the way.
Stop. It's not your dog.
What does that mean? I can't feel empathy for people who's
some YouTuber.
They're still people.
That's true. They're not. They're just YouTubers.
Wow.
Oh my God, Daniel.
Like Todrick Hall?
Taco Bell is bringing back a classic menu item.
Yes. What is it? The Choco Taco?
They are bringing back. Yeah. Ugh. I keep getting fooled because I want them to bring back the Mexican pizza and they refuse.
Yeah, so does Dolly Parton.
I mean, why are they being so obstinate? I feel like one of the other fast food places is introducing a Mexican pizza because everyone misses the one from Taco Bell so much.
I love that Taco Bell Mexican pizza. I also, you know what else they got rid of is the salad. They don't have a taco salad anymore.
Oh, well, I mean, who eats those?
I do.
Well, other than you.
Dolly can have Dollywood make her Mexican pizza. That's true. I don't know. Here's the thing, kids. This summer, Zach and I are either going to go to Dollywood or we're going to go see the Fireflies. It all depends on this whole lottery thing that starts in April. So we'll let you know. But there is a event that happens in the Smoky Mountains every year. It's the Firefly mating season where...
I can see fireflies here.
Up at the top of this mountain, there... are just millions of fireflies that come out during mating season. Like, so it's just like a fireworks in the sky. Like it's a very, big event. And because, it's up at the top of the mountain inside of a protected area, the rangers have to take you up there and they do so on buses. But because it's so popular, they have a lottery to get a seat on the bus. So The lottery starts in April and you have to put your name in the lottery there. And then if we get a seat on the bus, then we will plan our trip to go to the Smoky Mountains for that. But if
the short bus,
no, the Ranger bus, but I mean, we'll also be camping up in the Smokies and then doing that. But if we don't get that, we may still go to the Smoky Mountains and go to Dollywood, but we'll go to the other side of the Smokies. Because she's on the Tennessee side of that instead of the Georgia side. But I forget where this Firefly Festival is. Probably Cyclone can track it down for me. But it's,
you know, when I was growing up, some of the children would catch a firefly,
put it in their pocket,
and they would, you know, we called them lightning bugs.
Louis the lightning bug.
That's what we called them, lightning bugs. But they would catch lightning bugs and they would chop off their abdomen. Because that's the part that glows.
Yeah.
And then put it on their finger, on the top of their finger, to look like they had little glowing rings.
That's just mean.
Yeah.
I don't know that I like your friends.
I mean, I never did that. I think it was my cousins, but I just recall that. I just thought it was gross. I also recall when I was little, pouring salt on a slug and then feeling guilty and taking it in the house and trying to wash it off, but it was too late. Yeah. Did you ever pour salt on a slug?
I have seen it done. I never did it.
They melt. And but I felt guilty. I felt like, oh no, what have I done? I'm like trying to wash it off. It's probably in pain. I don't know if slugs feel pain, but
there's a Cyclone has posted about the Firefly event there. Yeah, that's anyway, we're hoping to get a ticket to the Firefly.
Sater, I said I tried to wash it off. I felt guilt and empathy. Also, don't all kids pour salt on slugs at some point in their life? Especially little boys. I feel like that's a thing.
I mean, I don't remember if my brother or a friend that was doing it, but yeah, I did not care for it because I didn't like the slug to start with. I didn't want that thing anywhere near me.
We had lots of slugs, so.
Apparently, there's YouTube videos on it that don't really do it justice, but.
Pouring salt on slugs?
No, the lightning. We're back to the lightning bugs, Adam.
Sorry. I'm so sorry. Pardon me.
Back to the lightning bugs, for God's sakes. Oh, that's pretty. These are some great pictures. I'm just going to copy this link here. If you guys want to see some images of the fireflies, I mean, these are obviously done with cameras that are exposed, you know, but ooh, look at that one with just thousands of them. Ah, that'd be so cool. We don't have fireflies in Florida. And when I was in Georgia, we had them and that's like, I would be
the battery info for your Bluetooth.
The fuck was that? It'd be dark at night and I would be outside and then I would think, oh my God, I'm about to pass out because I'm seeing tracers in my eyes. I was like, oh no, it's just fireflies. Okay, I'm good.
We have them here, but it's less than I remember us having when I was a kid, but
it's because you killed them all so you could squirt their phosphorus on your fingers.
It wasn't me. I didn't do it. Okay, somebody think of a character.
Oh, we're gonna play. I'm good. This is a good chance because I gotta pee.
So. Somebody think of a character. Somebody that I'm gonna know that I can actually answer yes or no, not some crazy thing that I won't know. We will do. Oh, I don't know. I don't know enough about Gail Gordon, Auntie Scott. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to pick again. Why don't I do Lucy? Lucy. I'm gonna do Lucy. Play Akinator.
Welcome back. I can read your mind. Think of a character. I will try to guess it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is your character real?
No.
Is your character a female?
Yes.
Is your character in a Disney movie?
No.
Is your character an animal?
No.
Is your character from a Japanese anime?
No.
Is your character originally from a video game?
No.
Is your character animated?
No.
Ouch. Does your character go to school?
No.
Is your character originally from a TV show?
Yes.
Who did you decide on?
Phew. Is your character blonde?
No.
Lucy. I mean, saying her name is not going to trigger it.
Who did Does you your character on? Have a cell phone?
No.
Who did Lucy you decide Ricardo. On?
Has Lucy? Your character oh. ever kissed someone on screen?
Yes.
Phew. Does your character have powers?
No.
Well, she has the power to dye her hair red.
Has your character killed people?
No.
Well. Phew. Has your character played in a TV show that takes place in New York?
No.
Is your character a mother?
Yes.
Phew. Is your character in funny TV shows?
Yes.
Oh, Auntie Scott says it was yes to New York, but she can't go back, so.
Does your character live in Florida?
No.
No.
Does your character have a daughter?
Yes.
Yes.
I think.
Is your character fat?
No, it was a son.
No.
I guess that you are thinking of Pam Beasley.
God
Am
damn
I
it.
Right?
No.
Say no.
Do you want to Sorry. Continue?
Yes.
All right. Here's the thing.
Surprising.
Wait for Auntie Scott to
Does
answer
your character
because
have a
we
son?
Don't clearly don't know. Does yes. this character have a son?
Ouch.
Yes. Okay.
Does your character have two sons?
No.
Is your character a redhead?
Yes.
Yes.
Does the name of your character appear in the title of a TV series?
Yes.
Yes.
Is your character still alive?
No.
Has your character been divorced?
No.
No.
Does your character belong to an animated cartoon?
No.
No.
Is your character's father dead?
No.
Sorry, I did not catch that.
No.
Is your character's
say yes.
father
say
dead?
Yes.
Is your character in love with the protagonist?
No.
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 Is your character a housewife?
Yes. Yes.
I guess that you are thinking of Lucy Ricardo.
Look at there.
Right?
Yes.
We threw her off with
yes.
the daughter.
I guess yeah. right. Do you want to play again?
Yes.
There was more. So Liza Minnelli was
Sorry,
thrown out.
Sorry, I am unable to fulfill your request on this device. Please Ooh. Try again from your Echo device. Do you want to restart a game?
Yes.
I can read your mind. Think of a character. Okay. I will try to guess it. Ooh. Are you ready?
Walt Disney. So,
yes.
So I know enough about Walt Disney. I can say this. Okay.
Is your character a female?
No.
Does your character really exist?
Yes.
Yes.
Like Is your dead. Character black?
No.
Is your character a famous YouTuber?
No.
Is your character an actor?
No.
Is your character famous?
Yes.
Phew. Is your character American?
Yes.
Is your character linked with sports?
No.
Does your character create music?
No.
Did your character die?
Yes.
I see. Has your character been the president of a country?
No.
No. Disneyland.
Has your character killed people?
No.
not on purpose.
Well, well. Does your character own a company?
Yes.
Yes.
Ha. Huh. Does your character have an iPhone?
No.
All right.
Let's go for Steve Jobs.
Is your character linked with food?
No.
Is your character related with Disney?
Yes.
I guess that you are thinking of Walt Disney.
Am I right?
Yes.
Yes. I guessed right. Do you want to play again?
No.
Thanks for playing.
Remember, you can play yourself. What's it called? Akinator?
Akinator. A-K-I-N-A-T-O-R. I don't know why it fascinates me so much. I understand. It's just like a big, huge database of like answers, but
unlike Souvlaki, you don't have to spell it.
But she's always right, or almost always right, like 99%.
Yeah.
And if she's not right, you can also, there is a website as well. If you don't want to use your Echo, there's a website, en.akinator.mobi. And apparently it's been around since 2017.
You guys have, at the Spitball Factory, do you guys have those, I feel like it's monthly, but it's probably not monthly, but these training courses that you're required to take for some regulatory reason or some, you know, internal.
Yeah, training. But all of ours are online and they're, we just get an email saying, hey, you're due to take this. And they
So we do too. And so I went to take this security class today, or the security, whatever they call it, course. And it was so weird because it was Kevin Mitnick and Phil Hendry talk about security.
The radio guy?
Yeah. So, and Kevin Mitnick, who's like one of the first hackers, the kid that went to jail. I mean, now he's not a kid. He's in his late 40s, but he's like, he went to jail for like hacking, you know, old, and he later became like a white hat hacker or whatever. But, so these are both people I know. And I'm like, oh, cool. This will be fun because I like Kevin Mitnick. I like Phil Hendry. And they didn't come in until like the last 2 minutes of this 20-minute course. It was just like this stupid woman reading stuff and whatever. I'm like, where? Get to the Phil Hendry part. And the whole Phil Hendry part was he was using multiple voices to do a social engineering hack on, another employee where he was playing like both the tech guy and his manager and, whatnot. And then Kevin Mitnick said, yeah, that's how you can do it. Of course, we are all, not everyone's as talented as Phil Hendry, but you can easily be fooled. And I was just like, what a waste.
I used to love talk radio and I did not like his show. I did not like it.
I think we knew this. I think I knew this. I think I was the one. I think I was the one 10 years or 12 years, whenever we started our podcasting career, I think I was the one who once suggested to you, Adam, listen to the guest. They never talk at the same time that Phil does.
He was doing the voices.
Oh, you did.
I knew. Yeah, I knew. It's obvious that he's doing the voices.
It wasn't obvious to me. I used to listen to Phil Hendry. And I remember the day that revelation hit me that, wait, the guests aren't talking over him. Oh my God, that's him. And then it completely, flipped my view of the whole show because I was painting my bedroom. One of the first houses I bought up in just north of Tampa. I was painting the bedroom walls, listening to talk radio. And that was the time I was like, wait a second. And it was some guy who was protesting the signs for crossing the Mexican border because the little kid was dragging a teddy bear on the billboard and he thought that was exploitation because of the teddy. It was a normal Phil Hendry stupid setup, right? Like this host, this guest on the show is going to be is protesting or is against something that is so ridiculously outrageous that no one in the world, you know what I'm saying? And then he just stays in that character as people call in, as actual callers call in and argue with him. Let's see. I called in once and did a gotcha to him and he told me off during the dump button pause.
Okay. We're going to try one more time. I'm going to see if it'll guess Scott Bullock.
Oh my God. Do you know enough about Scott Bullock to be able to
play Akinator?
Welcome back. I can read your mind. Think of a character. I will try to guess it. Are you ready?
Yes.
Is your character a girl?
No. Yes.
Has your character really existed?
Yes.
Is your character a famous YouTuber?
No.
Is your character more than 40 years old?
Yes.
Did your character die?
No.
I see. Is your character an actor?
Yes.
Is your character white?
Yes.
Does your character mostly play in comedies?
No.
I see. Is your character bald?
Yes.
Huh. Does your character often play in action movies?
No.
All right. Has your character become famous thanks to the internet?
No.
Is your character linked with WWE?
No.
Well, well.
Well, well.
Is your character on a popular TV show?
Yes.
Does your character work in a lab?
No.
Well, well. Is your character from a kids' show?
Yes.
Is your character someone's servant?
No.
Does your character have a daughter?
No.
Is your character an animal?
No.
Is your character from Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Yes.
Do you want to restart a game?
No.
Thanks for playing.
We give up.
Oh, well. We tried. We tried. She's like, I'm tired of asking questions.
Like she ran out of like, oh, yes. I got nothing.
I don't know what else to
like,
ask.
I feel like at the beginning she asked, is it a real person? And then later she was like, is it an animal? It's like, wait, how could he have already done all the other stuff and still be an animal?
Yeah, she did. She did. That was a question.
Anyway. All right. Well, I feel like,
I feel like we've been here, done that.
I don't have any games to play. Don't have any more articles to read. We've done our show.
We have, yeah.
Excuse me. Did you...
Good night, Sater. Enjoy your work at your world-famous luxury spa hotel.
Yes.
With the beautiful Valentine's floral arrangement.
Suddenly I'm very gassy.
You've been gassy all night.
Shut up. All right. I think it's...
All right, chat room.
I think that's a show, Adam. That's a show.
We love you all. I probably couldn't afford to stay in your hotel, Sater. I'm very poor. Very poor. I used to think you worked in like a Motel 6 or something.
You'll leave the light on for me. I didn't
realize you worked in a nice place.
He actually thought this guy was Tom Baudet.
Yeah.
Baudet.
Amazing.
All right. Good night, everyone. We appreciate you more than you ever know. Now it's time to say goodbye to all our company.